Welcome to Maximizing Data and Analytics in Government, sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Now here's your host, Tom Tamman.
Given the scope of the U.S. Postal Service, there's a lot of opportunity for fraud and theft. Like so many large corporate entities, USPS is turning more and more to data and data analytics to look for patterns that might indicate a problem. For more, I spoke with Mark Papiano, Deputy Special Agent in charge of the Office of the Chief Data Officer in the Office of Inspector General.
The Office of Chief Data Officer assists with all of our data analytics within the organization. The OIG as a whole investigates about 4,000 investigations a year and 150 audits a year. To fulfill this message, we rely increasingly on data analytics to drive both our investigations and our audit work.
Give us a sense of the sources of data that come into the IG for these 4,000 investigations and 150 audits. Where does it come from and what's the nature of it?
So the Postal IG is the Inspector General for the Post Office, and the Postal Service relies heavily on data for the automation of delivery. The Postal Service delivers more than 5 billion parcels a year to 157 million delivery points. That's more than 14 million parcels a day. So the data that the Postal Service uses to manage its network can also be leveraged for our various investigative purposes, either narcotics investigations or mail theft investigations, or they assist in audits to help drive to efficiencies or other recommendations.
Now, when they have all these millions of parcels, what points of data do they measure about them and record, like the weight, the to and from locations, that kind of thing?
So they record a lot of different bits of information, but a lot of it has to do with the delivery of a package from one place to another.
Give me some examples, like the beginning and end address.
So like what you said, so some weight, some of the type of postage, is it first class, is it express mail, is it priority mail, you know, is it coming in from an overseas destination?
Okay, and what levels of data in terms of quantity does all of this information generate for you?
Obviously, it creates a lot of records. You know, every time a package is scanned, if it's, you know, going from one post office to another post office, a different data point will be collected or created. Again, a lot of these are just as part of their production to help them fulfill their mission of delivering the mail. Obviously, we also see that as a place where we can leverage some of that data to help us, you know, identify either bad actors or places where we can help with efficiencies.
And tell us about the volume. Is it terabytes or petabytes or gigabytes?
Oh, my gosh. So I am not a technical person who knows into that. So I have an interesting background joining the Chief Data Office. Prior to, I was one of our special agents in Houston, Texas, where I did mail theft investigations, narcotics investigations, and primarily healthcare investigations. In that position, I ultimately became a subject matter expert in our healthcare provider field, where I started to use data quite a bit in investigations. So then I joined our group in the Chief Data Office to kind of help oversee some of our subject matter experts within the division. So a lot of the technical aspects of the job aren't necessarily, you know, I rely on some of our computer scientists and people like that for.
Good, and I want to get into that, but first I want to explore a little bit more about the investigations you did. When you say health investigations, what does that mean in the postal context?
So the Postal Service, one of our investigative priorities is employees who are either out on workers' compensation or providers who are defrauding the workers' compensation program. The postal employee is obviously a very large organization, and we have something like 600,000 staff members. And some of those staff members, as part of their work, will get injured on duty. It's covered by the Department of Labor Workers' Compensation Program, and it's one of our investigative areas.
It sounds like in doing that type of work, you develop a nose for the kinds of indicators that someone might be committing fraud.
It definitely is something that you start to pick up. You start to pick up kind of what are certain indications of either a person or a business or that may be committing fraud. But a lot of those indicators we can also pick up in other investigative programs. Same with our mail theft program or, again, our narcotics program or some of the other investigative areas that the Postal OIG investigates.
And so therefore you work with data scientists that know all of the technical stuff. And what is it? How does it work? What is it you ask of them, and what is it that they deliver to you, and maybe vice versa?
So we have a really interesting setup here at the Postal OIG. We've decided that a multidisciplinary approach is by far the best. So what we do is we have subject matter experts from either our Office of Investigations or our Office of Audit that are integrated into a team of investigative analysts and then computer scientists that work on a specific functional area. So as an example, we have a specific team that looks into our mail delivery, which kind of covers our mail theft and mail narcotics program. It gives us the ability, the subject matter expert can ask the business question of what they would like the data to prove or to look for, instead of just, you know, being driven solely by, I guess, data alone.
Sure. We're speaking with Mark Papiano. He's Deputy Special Agent in Charge for the Office of Chief Data Officer at the Postal Service Office of Inspector General. Kind of a long title there, but give us an example. Tell us how it might work in real life.
So as an example, this past fall, our Acting Inspector General Tammy Whipkin testified about an investigation where the Customs and Border Protection had seized a package of fentanyl coming into the U.S. An investigation ultimately developed that a postal employee was going to help deliver that package to an outside person. So we did a lot of analytics around that package and identified that that same sender had sent something like 2,800 additional suspicious parcels, you know, throughout the United States. So utilizing that data, we can help identify or drive future investigations based on known past bad acts. So as an example, you know, what are we building? Well, we're leveraging our data to help build a tool that will help us identify suspicious employees who may be assisting in drug trafficking. We analyze the Postal Service data and look for various indicators to help us focus on specific employees or routes where those suspicious parcels are being either delivered or disappearing.
I imagine that the sender has a specific modus operandus. Maybe he uses a certain kind of packaging or a certain type of wrapper, I don't know. And then if you see the same type of identical items going through the same routing on the same shift, am I close to the type of data that might give you a clue as to something is going on?
Right, yeah. So obviously we've come up with kind of a proprietary kind of list of indicators that we're looking for, but that indication list also constantly changes. And that's why we rely on our subject matter experts to kind of help us follow the trending. Where are things going? How are things changing? And, you know, any of our investigative programs.
And I imagine you don't publish those lists of criteria as they change and shift.
No, obviously that would be kind of our investigative, you know, sort of information that we don't publish.
But are you also able to track sources and destinations of shipments, because they may not always involve a crooked postal employee? Some people are just doing their jobs and are not part of the chain there. Is that also the case?
Sure. So like you said, a lot of these packages aren't necessarily part of a postal employee who's doing something inappropriate. And that's where I think a lot of this information, or we work really closely with our other law enforcement partners or either the Inspection Service, Customs and Border Protection, the Drug Enforcement Agency. And beyond just our investigative work, a lot of this data also helps drive our audit work that we do. So we can provide recommendations to the Postal Service on how they can either make better controls or add efficiencies to the work they do.
Give us some examples there.
So as an example, we did some work looking in our financial fraud program. We were looking at post offices or postal facilities that had perfect counts. So at the end of the day, when they added up the registers, these post offices were reporting zero errors. They were on the penny. They were perfect every day. And they were perfect every day for quite a while. And then, you know, typical if you've ever worked retail or any other sort of job where you're having in and out cash, there tends to be some days where you'll be a penny or two off or something goes wrong and you're off. So a perfect day kind of jumps out. It's a a bit of an outlier compared to the trending of all the other facilities. So this is something we looked into, the offices that claim perfect counts. And it was somewhere around 13,000 facilities that we looked at. And then we looked at the kind of the outliers of those outliers. And we did some investigations and audit work into that. And a number of them turned out to be some criminal wrongdoing. And some were just complete outliers, but ultimately we were able to recommend some controls that the Postal Service adopted in the area.
In other words, if something comes out perfectly too consistently, then somebody's cooking up the results.
Right. So, and that's where it kind of jumps out to us. You know, typically people think perfect is perfect, but in an investigator's eye, perfect kind of stands out sometimes.
Mark Papiano is Deputy Special Agent in charge of the Office of the Chief Data Officer in the Office of Inspector General at the Postal Service. In part two of the interview, Papiano discusses how investigators, data officers, and the IT department work together. I'm Tom Temin.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, Next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.
As the Postal Service Inspector General increases use of data and data analytics in its inspections and investigations, it takes a multidisciplinary team to be effective. Mark Papiano is Deputy Special Agent in charge of the Office of the Chief Data Officer within the Office of Inspector General. In part two of my interview, he explains how, in the case of audits, it all might work.
We don't have a specific program that's done year over year. More we take what audit's going to do, what kind of work are they going to do, and they typically will come to us and tell them kind of what, you know, the project is going to be. And we'll try and figure out what sort of data we have, the answers or would best fit, obviously, the audit that they're working on. So as an example, let's say they want to look at delivery, you know, functionality for a specific postal unit. We can pull the data for that specific unit and help them with information.
Sounds like in looking at all of the data that comes across, you could also suggest to them, hey, maybe you should audit this.
Right, yeah, and obviously that sometimes happens. So as an example, that perfect count idea was something one of our subject matter experts came up with, you know, in looking at the data and suggested it to audit. So that definitely does happen. And sometimes some of our audits are even driven by requests from the Hill. I know we're working on one now looking at the flow of illegal drugs in, or just narcotics, not necessarily illegal drugs, but narcotics through the mail system.
Yeah, that's a big national, really, priority at this point. The fentanyl, the opioid scandal, really one of the legs of that, I guess, is the use of the mail system to bring it into the country and get it distributed to people that you really would rather not have it.
Right, yeah. So we're looking at the role the Postal Service network is playing in facilitating the illicit drug distribution. And we're trying to explore the risks, the vulnerabilities in the postal network system, and then identifying opportunities that, you know, the Postal Service could take to mitigate those risks.
Now, you have data scientists that you consult with and that consult with you, but there's also an IT component, information technology, because sometimes the data is in different formats from different sources. How much do you consult with them to so that the different data sources can be made usable by the investigators?
Yeah, so we do have a chief information officer that's separate from what we have. And we will consult with them at times if there's specific questions about the type of data we're getting or if it needs to be reformatted. But a lot of times we have a pretty good understanding on this side of what we're getting in terms of data and what type of data it is.
But you also have a set of analytical tools that are separate from what the IT department uses for accounting or other purposes.
Yes. So we'll either use some off-the-shelf sort of tools that are readily available, or we'll build some custom analytic tools here in-house. So we have a number of computer scientists on each team who have the ability to write code. that can help us create kind of customized work that we use, you know, depending on what the business question is that we're looking for or into.
Getting back to the investigations, what triggers the thought that maybe we should look into something in the first place, like that postal worker who was part of a chain of deliveries of fentanyl? How do they come to light? Is it whistleblowers or something else?
So a little bit of both. So, you know, in the traditional sense of law enforcement, we used to, you know, arrest someone and, you know, that person may be able to give us information on someone else who's doing something bad, or someone would file some sort of complaint or something like that. But obviously, in all those investigations, we've kind of learned different indications or different information about those types of crimes. So what we're doing in data analytics is we're taking all that past knowledge that we have about criminal activity and applying it, you know, looking forward in the data. So as an example, in mail theft, we know that at times some bad employees, which a very small percentage of overall employees are bad actors, but we have, you know, a few. But one of the things we investigate is items stolen from the mail. So let's say someone mails a gift card from one location in the U.S. to another and it gets stolen. You know, typically, you know, we would have to be told about that information directly from someone. So one thing that we've done in the analytic world is that we've taken the Postal Service complaint information and we've applied like a text miner to it, where it can mine through all these complaints and look for keywords that would help us know, oh, this person filed a, you know, lost or stolen gift card or whatever it is we're looking for, and quickly and efficiently get that information out to our investigations.
Mark Papiano is Deputy Special Agent in charge of the Office of the Chief Data Officer in the Office of Inspector General at the Postal Service. I'm Tom Temin.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, Next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.
We're speaking with Mark Papiano, Deputy Special Agent in Charge in the Office of the Chief Data Officer at the Postal Service's Office of Inspector General. Sounds like over time you are building almost a library of indicators. Is there some kind of a dashboard that you're envisioning where the indicators that you know can be fruitful can be on all the time, and then a flag would come up when it finds something?
We do build some dashboards that will help display specific information. Some of the other types of tools that we've put together, like tripwires, in our medical provider fraud program, you know, if someone bills a specific healthcare code or medical cost or whatever it is, and it kind of goes over a predetermined threshold, let's say all of a sudden someone goes from billing nothing to a really high number. Well, why is that? Obviously, some of that isn't necessarily wrongdoing, but it could be an indication of wrongdoing.
Correct. And so at what point do things get turned over to law enforcement? What is your relationship there once you discover something as a special agent in charge? Do you have arrest authority or do you turn it over to law enforcement?
So I myself, technically, since I am a special agent, I would. But what we do in this division is we hand all the information off to our local field offices. We have offices throughout the United States. So we hand off specific information to the geographic area that obviously makes sense for that investigation and allow them to further look into the matter. You know, the data itself is a great tool in identifying things. But at the end result, it really takes someone on the ground to help look into it to see, is it really wrongdoing or is it just, you know, something off, not necessarily off in the data, but it's perfectly acceptable.
How does somebody get into this kind of work in the first place?
Well, I know, you know, a lot of our staff here, this is their training and this is their education. I myself, as we discussed, kind of took an interesting path to get here, and it was more just working in a field where data really helped. I saw how helpful it was in investigation. So it was something that was interesting to me. It's very cutting edge. It's, you know, obviously something you hear a lot about, data analytics. So it's interesting to me to see, you know, how can we do things better or help drive the work we do or make things more efficiently in what we do, you know, through the use of technology.
And when it comes to actually trying people that might be accused of criminal wrongdoing, do the data analytics then at some point help making that case?
They do. You know, we recently had an investigation, I believe it was somewhere in Pennsylvania, where a postal employee had colluded with an outside organization to hand off drug parcels to this group. And we were able to put together information packet using different data points that help kind of push this person into taking a plea, pleading guilty to the crime. Because in the data, it really helped kind of show that they were doing wrong.
Sure. And you've mentioned several times drug parcels and drug trafficking and also disability medical fraud. Are there any other big areas where data analytics has helped, you know, get some traction for what you're looking for?
So obviously I mentioned our mail theft program. That's another big one where, you know, we do some text mining into consumer complaints. We're able to send out a daily feed to our agents in the field that these are the complaints that kind of hit specific keywords like, you know, missing gift card, missing checks, things like that. We also do quite a bit of work in, as I mentioned, our healthcare program. But those are our big investigative areas. And obviously, narcotics, we've discussed, it's, you know, a growing issue. I think I read recently from the CDC, there were something like 72,000 overdoses attributed to opioids. So obviously, we see that as a problem, and we know the mail system's being abused to help some of that issue.
And does anyone send cash through the mail anymore, or is that was pretty much eradicated decades ago?
You know, people still do send cash. Obviously, we've had issues where grandparents or other people are sending gifts of cash in the mail. So it's something we still get complaints about.
And maybe discuss briefly the balance between technology, which is often touted, but really the human capital side of this, or the person side of all of this analytics.
Right. So the people in this equation are by far the most important. You know, the technology that we have is very helpful, but we still need talented people who have a really good understanding of what the data is and what the questions that need to be asked are. And it helps put that data into context and derives useful information that, you know, we can really use to help drive our audits or drive our investigations and lead to those efficiencies or accelerate, you know, the identification of bad actors.
Mark Papiano is Deputy Special Agent in charge of the Office of the Chief Data Officer in the Office of Inspector General at the Postal Service. There's much more to the interview. Listen to it in its entirety at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Maximizing Data and Analytics in Government, sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology. The entire program is available on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search GDIT.
General Dynamics Information Technology and CSRA are now one company offering next-generation solutions across the government. We support the warfighter, the intelligence community, the research scientist, and our citizens. Partnering with our government customers, we're delivering advanced cloud, cybersecurity, managed services, and enterprise IT solutions to transform government today. With General Dynamics Information Technology, next is here. Discover more at GDIT.com.